And I'm joined here in the studio once again by NPR's Liz Halloran. And Liz, as we just heard, if you're planning to travel abroad, you're likely going to have a bit of a problem getting that passport. Mm-hmm. And in Greg Allen's piece, he talked about shuttered national parks. How about other federal services? I'm thinking about the Postal Service, other things that are delivered to us or offices that we expect to see open when we need them.
Well, let's talk about the Postal Service first. They have a different river of funding, and they will not be affected by this. So if you're waiting for your Social Security check in the mail, your postman is going to be bringing that. One of the areas that people have mentioned as that might disrupt this spring housing sale time, it's a very busy time of the year for home sales, and the Federal Housing Administration, for example, would stop processing loan guarantees. Now, just for context, about 30% of home loans now are FHA insured. That's a large chunk of the market. It was only about 12% during the last shutdown. And also, the Obama administration has taken great pains to mention that the Small Business Administration would stop processing direct small business loans, which may have an impact on the economy.
Since we're in the middle of tax season, Liz, will people be getting their tax refunds on time?
Well, the IRS is telling us that if you file electronically, there should be no delays in processing your forms and processing your refunds. However, if you are among the 30% of Americans who file their taxes by paper, yes, you will have a delay because they will stop processing those paper forms. But they also wanted to note that if you've been procrastinating on finishing up your taxes, don't think that a shutdown is going to give you a little more time. Government officials say you need to get them done and postmarked by April 18th or you'll be penalized.
April 18th?
Yes, it's a little bit longer this year because of the way the weekend falls. So,
One last thing. A lot of people here in Washington were expecting a lot of activity, celebration around the Capitol this weekend, the Cherry Blossom Festival. What happens if the government shuts down on Friday?
Well, sadly, the annual National Cherry Blossom Festival parade will not go forward on Saturday if there is not a deal on government funding.
Doesn't stop the trees from blooming.
True.
NPR's Liz Halloran, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.